Hi, Phil.
Well, hi, Dr. Wright. My wife and I have been patients of yours for, gosh, probably 20 years. And then now we've been seeing Dr. Sherman for probably the last 5 years. You did such a good job on us. All we do is just get a physical every year. So we let you handle all the tough cases. But
okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, and great program. But I've been battling a little bit of H. pylori, and did the blood test and showed that I had H. pylori. Then I went on and did when I had a colonoscopy, and they did an endoscopy at the same time. I guess that's what you call it. But they did a little biopsy, showed that I did have the H. pylori, and then I've also done the stool test. So I did the three antibiotic protocol, you know, and I talked to Dr. Sherman about it. This is when I was working with Dr. Did the stool test. It showed that I still had it. And So then he put me on a protocol. We went through that, did the stool test. It didn't budge. And then he apparently talked to you, and he put me on psoriazide. And I went through
the stuff, sir.
And I did that whole protocol, did another test, the Schilstose, got it. So I was wondering just to see if you have any ideas.
Now, I misunderstood. Do you say the psoriazide got rid of the H. pylori for you? Or
it
didn't?
It did not. No.
It did not. Okay. How much of it did you take? How often, sir?
I took it, I think I was taking it two tablets daily, and I took it for, 2 months.
Okay. Now, let's see. Just so everybody who's listening who doesn't understand, and excuse me, Phil, explanation. H. pylori is a corkscrew-shaped bacteria which can literally corkscrew its way into the stomach lining or, oddly enough, anywhere else in the body it can move itself to live. And once it's corkscrewed in, it's kind of hard to get at, darn it. Okay, now what can it do? Well, it can cause stomach ulcers. And then over in Japan, they've got a species of H. pylori that actually can cause cancer. I'm not sure if that one's living here in the United States, but the H. pylori does live in water worldwide. No kidding, one can look that up. H just stands for Helicobacter, everybody. Anyway, the usual routine in conventional medicine is three different antibiotics all at once. And yeah, sometimes it kills it, but often it doesn't. And that apparently didn't work. Now, what this psoriazide stuff is actually totally natural, but it does have one hazard that we have to pay attention to, even though it is totally natural. What it is a molecule of nickel. Nickel? What for? Because the H. pylori bacteria just loves nickel. It just loves it because it's dependent on nickel for a major enzyme inside the H. pylori bacteria to work. So anything that's got nickel in it, it loves it. And psoriazide has nickel in it. But psoriazide also has attached to it two bromide molecules. And those molecules, oops, they kill H. pylori. If the H. pylori is silly enough to take up the nickel, in goes the bromide, and bang, the H. pylori, maybe it's not right away, but the H. pylori dies. It was invented by Dr. Stephen Smith, a very, very observant dermatologist, who observed that people who had psoriasis, which is usually what this is for, and by the way, psoriasis is caused by the H. pylori bacteria. There's no doubt about that anymore. Anyway, he observed that people who went to the Dead Sea in Israel and why'd they go there? Because a lot of people's psoriasis got better when they went there. Not that it was always totally cured, but it got better. So anyway, he had the water analyzed to see what was in it, and it was bromide. And that's what kills the H. pylori. So he attached it to a couple of nickel molecules that the H. pylori loves, and if the H. pylori takes it in, oops, it's dead. And I've seen that work a lot. Now back to you, Phil. Just some background for everybody out there. You heard me probably about this silly bacteria corkscrewing its way into the stomach. Now, one of the reasons why triple antibiotics or psoriazide might not work, sir, I'm sorry, but one of the reasons is if it's corkscrewed its way far enough in to be buried in that lining, then how is the nickel dibromide, which is the periodic table name for the sore side going to get to it? Well, it's going to have a very tough time doing so, sir, and it's probably going to take more times before anything it does anything. But here is the hazard to the nickel dibromide, otherwise known as sore side, and that is that bromide molecule. Now, what does bromide do that isn't good for us? It slowly displaces the iodide from our body. So bromide displaces iodide. Iodide can displace bromide. They can go both ways. So if you were to think of taking it again, which I might, because it might take a lot more persistence to really kill that bacteria, then I would be monitoring my iodide at the same time. There is a test, which Dr. Sherman can tell you about, in which person takes what's called a loading dose, which is a safe dose of iodine, and then you collect some urine and so forth, and what they check is to see how much of the iodine came back out and how much bromide came out, because the iodine is going to push the bromide out, and we want to push the bromide out because bromide is not it's not poisonous or anything, but in the long run, it's not good for the human body because it pushes too much iodide out. So anyway, one has to follow up like that. Now, I've got another question for you, sir, and I'm sorry to go on for so long. Did you follow a low nickel diet while you were doing this?
No.
Okay. You go online and put in Penn State or Pennsylvania State, I don't care which, Penn State University low nickel diet. No kidding. You'll find what comes up is the low nickel diet that was developed by Pennsylvania State University, Penn State, to starve Candidas. I'm sorry, Candidas, I said wrong. To starve H. pylori's, because it's a major nutrient for H. pylori's, and if you go into a nickel diet, those little guys starve. Now, here's what might happen. If you combine the sorosite with the Penn State low nickel diet, sir, the H. pylori would not be able to get much nickel at all from the diet program. So where would it get its nickel that it must have? Well, from the sorosite. So you might have better luck the second time around if you're on a low-nickel diet at the same time you're taking the sorosite. And, of course, talk with Dr. Sherman about, before I do any of that, do I want to possibly do the iodine loading test to see if I got a whole lot of bromide on board? Because if you do, then you might be wanting to take some iodine right along with, not the same time, I mean, but the same days as you're taking the sorosite, sir.
Okay, because I do the Lugol's, which you put us on years ago. And
okay,
I've
good.
I've been doing that faithfully. And but that's interesting. And do you recommend taking it based on our body weight? Because I'm about 180 pounds. It shows two tablets of over 160 and doing it a couple times a day.
Yes, sir. And I also recommend one other thing, empty stomach. Why? Because we want that nickel dibromide to be as close as it can get to the H. pylori. And remember, the H. pylori is rarely just there on the surface, as many bacteria are. This silly thing can corkscrew its way in, which it loves to do because it's more protected. So anyway, if you take it on an empty stomach, you're more likely to get some of it to soak in than if you got food in there, too.
Now, don't laugh, because I read the source material and the material that you put out on the cancer findings on the deworming medicine. And, you know, when I was reading up, I was like, oh, well, that's an anti-parasite medicine, too, you know, for the dog dewormer.
That's right, it is.
Would that have any effect on H. pylori, do you think?
I doubt it, but nobody knows for certain. I have never seen any trials of that against H. pylori, so they may exist, but I do keep track, and I haven't seen any.
Yeah, well, it's good information. Okay, I have an appointment with Dr. Sherman here pretty soon, and I just wanted to just talk to you real quick, and I'll try this again. It's weird because I have, like, zero symptoms whatsoever, because it's probably because I do the hydrochloric stomach acid and, you know. And
there
everything.
You go, yes. Because the H. pylori destroys the stomach's ability to make this stuff, darn it.
Right. And you taught me that years and years ago. So I'm just stymied because I have like zero symptoms whatsoever, but it keeps showing up on the stool test, you know. So.
Yep. So it's got to be there. It wouldn't show up. You're right.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, Doctor. I know there's a lot of other patients. And good talking to you.
Well, thank you for calling, and between the two of us, we got the word out about that H. pylori or Helicobacter. Thank you so much for your help on that, sir.